The guy on the phone for a second date update today in his email said that he uses Tinder all the time. He loves it.
Okay.
And he's had a lot of good and bad dates, but this is the first time he's emailed us because he thinks he might be ready to jump off Tinder because he found the one.
Oh.
But now she's not calling him back. His name is Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Can I take a guess that you met this woman on said Tinder?
I did meet her on Tinder.
Okay, nice. Cool.
And what's her name?
Her name is Heather.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Heather.
So I met Heather on Tinder, and I had a good feeling about it. I swiped, and it was a match. And
it's good because you wouldn't have been able to meet her if you didn't match.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really nervous talking to you guys. I'm a big fan of you.
Pretend like you're messaging with us on Tinder. I'm sure you have a lot more confidence there.
Dude, well, that's really funny. I like your jokes.
Well, okay. Thank you. I appreciate
all right.
it.
You said you were kind of a Tinder expert. Was there something that made her different from all the other people that you see on Tinder?
Well, she had a really good picture. It was funny. It wasn't just of her. You know, it had her dog in it. It wasn't just a normal, yeah. you know, shot that it's the best picture she's ever taken.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Dogs always make Tinder better, I swear.
So tell us about your date with Heather. What'd you guys do?
So we decided to meet up at a bar, and I got there first, mm-hmm. and then she got there. She said that she had trouble recognizing me, which I get a lot, because I don't really use my picture. It's some guy that looks, you know, kind of like me.
What? Why are you on Tinder not using your picture? What are you doing, man?
Catfishing.
Well, I mean, he looks just like me.
So why not use yours?
I tried using my picture, and I never got anything. And as soon as I used the other picture, I was getting matches all day long.
Is that because he is, maybe? I mean, granted, we all are working with what we got. Is this guy, though, that the picture you're using, is he a lot more handsome than you? Is he like the good-looking version of you?
I mean, I wouldn't say a lot. A better chin, maybe, but that's about it.
Okay.
How could you ever get a follow-up date if someone shows up to the date and you're not who you say you are?
Well, I just tell him it was from, like, a different time in my college days.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, that was me before I got a job and gained a few pounds or whatever. All right. So is that what you told Heather?
I just, you know, I mentioned that it was from another time, and she kind of, you know, shrugged it off, and we kept going. I thought we were having a good time.
Okay, what made you think you were having such a good time?
We found common interests. We like talking about celebrities and Hollywood gossip and, you know, all the stuff
okay.
that's happening.
Okay.
All right. So did you guys just gossip for a few hours and that was the whole date?
I wish.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not really sure what happened. It was somewhere around the middle of the date. She started feeling uncomfortable. And just the conversation wasn't flowing the way it was in the beginning.
Hmm.
Okay.
You know, I'm just not sure.
Did you ever recover from that or was it awkward after that?
It kind of got a little more awkward. I thought, get some more drinks, kind of loosen up a little bit. So I ordered a bunch of drinks for the table. Maybe too many. I got three and she got three.
What? You ordered six drinks?
Drinks for each
of you?
Let's just get hammered.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we'd make it fun and try and get a little loosened up.
What did she say?
Did she pound the drinks?
So she actually didn't drink any of the drinks. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I ordered all these drinks for us, and I'm not going to be able to drink them. And, yeah, she kind of just said that her friend texted her. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you, if I was in her situation, I would feel like you were trying to get me hammered so that, like, I would sleep with you.
Oh, well, I mean, not necessarily.
not necessarily.
Whatever happens, happens, but that's not, you know, it's not my intention.
All right. So did she just leave and cut the date short?
Yeah, she said, oh, I got a text from my friend. She needs my help, I'm going to get out of here. But I never really saw her look at her phone or anything.
Okay. She didn't even pick up her phone at all. Just, I got a text. I know I can feel it in my pocket. It's from my friend. I have to go.
Yeah.
How many times have you tried to get a hold of her since that date?
Like 4 or 5, but it's only been a few days.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she obviously doesn't want anything to do with you.
You think so?
Yes.
You think it's obvious?
I mean, you catfished her, then you tried to get her drunk, and then she lied about having an emergency. Nobody has an emergency from a friend. It just doesn't work that way.
But we talked a lot about celebrities.
What?
Oh, no. Well, there you go. So to me, the date went well. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Can I just say one more thing to you guys?
Sure.
I got to say, it's an honor and a privilege to to be on the air and doing this with you guys. I listen to you all the time. I'm a huge fan, and I love it.
All right. Well, now I hope you get a date, but we'll do it right after this. Hang on.